This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Mark Brown is with Plains Cotton Growers.
Depending on where you were at, anywhere from 6 to 9 days of below freezing weather and several nights, consecutive nights, down in the single digit temperature. So just extreme temperatures that we typically don't have. So, of course, a lot of pipes that were busted where water froze and things of that nature. And as you said, we are a little more accustomed to weather of that type than people down in South Texas. And oh my goodness, they're still having all kinds of issues down in South Texas repairing busted water lines. And I did hear this morning, I know of someone that has connections down in South Texas, and they were telling me that this even went down into Mexico, and that a lot of the citrus crop down there is just virtually gone. And so that's going to be a major issue for those producers down in that area. And of course, they had some crops planted. I know they had corn and sorghum in the ground at the time. And I've heard there may have been just a little small amount of cotton planted. For the most part, to my knowledge, they had not really started planting cotton down in South Texas as of this cold spell. So hopefully they were able to hold off on that. Our hearts go out to those folks down there in Central and South Texas that have dealt with this issue that they typically don't even have to think about.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.